Let's open our Bibles tonight. We'll go back over here to the fourth chapter of Mark. I want to show you something that I learned a long time ago. If you don't deal with it, it'll tear your finances all to pieces, and or anything else. And if it can look like it's not connected, but it is. Fourth chapter of Mark, once again. The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. Now watch this one. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately to take away the word that was sown in their heart. Now Jesus said in John 10:10, he's a thief. He comes but for to steal. Now Jesus said it in the proper order. He comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not after your money. He's after the word. If he can steal the word, he can have your money. If he can steal the word, he can have your health. If he can steal the word, he can kill you. And he's right on there. And this is so vital and so important. He comes immediately Praise God. Now notice this one. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves, and endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of the pressure of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. The deceitfulness of riches and pressures from other things start off with these cares. We got into a situation where our television bill, oh dear Lord, it got over to $6 million behind. And we were keeping it, and hey, when your TV bill's a couple of million a month, that'll keep any guitar picker picking. So I said, well, I can sell off some of this land. The Lord said, what are you going to sell next month? I was hurting. Well, we had a board meeting coming up. So the process, then George handed me all of the report, everything, all the different departments. I didn't even want to look at it. We are $6 million behind, and what am I going to tell this board? I don't even want to look at that thing. It was the night before the board meeting. Glory had already gone to bed. So I started department by department. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. TV, $6 million behind. Best year we've ever... The Lord said, the only one that's behind is the one you've been worried about. You've been carrying the care on this, and you know better than this. He said, I've taught you better than this over the years. You know better than this. I said, Gloria, get up and come in here. I got her out of bed. I said, look at this. Look what I've done, babe. She said, well, we know how to fix that. So we caught hands. We went to that scripture right there. it cares. See what happened? I allowed it to enter in. Jesus said if it enters in, it'll choke the word. That's the key phrase. And if you do something like that, it may choke the word on something else, and you don't even know where it, you don't know where the problem is. And the next day, so I called George and dumped it on him, you know. But we teamed up and we agreed. Now come up here, George, I want you to tell the rest of that. Amen. That what happened then, we never had paid a bill all at one time.
Right, right. So what we did was Kenneth and Gloria were praying, and this was 1989. We discovered we were headed in the wrong direction about October. So we started praying, we started believing God. And what we did during the whole month of December, I called all the staff together every day. Every morning, we got together and we just praised God that we were out of this.
Now, he's doing what he's supposed to do. I wasn't. I'm going to sell some bland.
So what happened was we did that through the month of December. Now, what they were telling us, what the professionals were telling us about this, they said, it's going to take you anywhere. Thank you. It's going to take you.
Hello.
It's going to take you anywhere from 18 months to two years to get caught up, if that. But we just believe God. So we crossed over into 1990. And something happened as we crossed over into 1990. And by the time we got to May, the accounts payable part of that $6 million was paid. And then on July the 10th, 1990, at 9 o'clock in the morning, Jan, Gloria's sister, CFO, brought the final check for the payment of the whole $6 million.
And it was gone.
It was over. It was done.
Amen.
It was done. That was a supernatural.
And the next month, we paid that whole bill with one check instead of two or three checks a month.
Yep.
Just because the Lord woke me up and I rolled the care over on my caretaker. He is and has been ever since my caretaker. I'll just be as careful as I possibly can. Now, hold on a minute. Now, someone comes up and says, Brother Copeland, may I see your cell phone? I don't have it. I didn't say I don't have one. I don't have it. I rolled it over on my brother. Do you see that? You see how quick he gave it back to me? It's mine. And you just go to fussing around. The Lord will just, he'll say, here, you did that. It's yours. But if you won't leave it in my hands, there's nothing I can do about it. Now, here's the key. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, because the problem is in the mind. I'd be doing something, and all of a sudden I'd think about that $6 million. Oh, dear Lord. Well, no. $6 million. Oh. Here is the final piece of this. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present. Let's go down into this fourth verse, the third verse. Though we walk in the flesh, now we're in a war here. We're in a worry war. We're in an anxiety war. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, But dunamis, power, dynamite, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. There are strongholds that don't need to be pulled down. There are things that I'm strong about. I don't change. But now here, something's got to change here. But here's the key. Casting down imagination, the cross-reference says reasonings. It got out there so far it was unreasonable and no way to catch up. Because you still got the bill to pay and you're behind on the other, but you still have the bill to pay. You can't get ahead of it somewhere else. And that just gets on your minds. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, or what you know to be be God in this thing. I knew what to do. I let it burden me down. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, I wrote in there, all disobedience of thought when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? That's what you can't afford to do. So I started out like this. I said, Father, and I just laid my hands on what I had been looking at there. According to 1 Peter 5 through 10. I cast and roll all of my care over on you. And in the name of Jesus, according to this scripture right here, I will not touch it in my thought life anymore. And I'd be studying or doing something and it just float away. I said, no, I'll put you in prison. Now you get back in your pen. No, I don't think that. No, devil, I don't have that care. You want me to talk to somebody about it? Talk to Jesus about it. He took the care. For about 2 weeks there, I'm telling you, it was every minute or two. And then after a couple of weeks, it kind of faded out. And by the end of 3 or 4 weeks, it wasn't any better. But he'd come up and I'd say, oh, what are you to what care? What bill? That's paid. I say, I call you paid. I call you paid, TV bill. I call you paid. Now what's happening? I'm replacing the thought. You remember when Jesus said, why take ye thought saying? What are we going to wear? What are we going to wear? Don't take the thought by saying it. When I had all this pain in my back, my leg, when that disc blew up, and I mean it literally blew up. It the way the MRI showed it. But I had all that pain. I said, "Well, glory to God." Now, pain is a thought. I mean, it proves that they put you to sleep, you don't feel it. Amen. It's in the thought realm. I said, I don't take the pain saying. And it was shocking because I rolled all the care of the pain over on my healer and my caretaker. And he took it. And I took 2 heating pads. And I took the sash off of 2 old robes I had and turned the heat up on both of them just as high as it'd go. And I got out in the backyard, and I began to shout, glory to God, I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad my other leg doesn't hurt. I'm so glad my head doesn't hurt. I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad. This other leg is great. It just works fine. Thank you, Lord, for the other leg. Isn't that wonderful? My right leg, no pain there. Hallelujah. Look at the grass. Oh, I love the grass. Look at the birds flying over. And when I'd quieten down, here he'd come again. I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. Oh, look at the, oh, the lake's so pretty. Oh, glory to God. Just scream around as loud as I could. Yeah. And I'd walk in, in the house, and glory would say, what's the matter? Nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! And I'd have to go to sleep by faith. And just lay down there and say, I call myself asleep. And I have sleep scriptures right there next to my bed. And I said, and the 127th Psalm, it is vain to rise up early and sit up late, feeding on the bread of sorrows. Look it up, it's toilings. For he gives his beloved sleep. Oh, it's a gift. Well, I believe I received the gift. So, in the name of Jesus, I'm sound asleep right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm fast asleep. And just keep doing that. yeah, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you'll go to sleep. The care, if you carry the care, you're not qualified. Now, Philippians chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are again in the sixth verse. Look at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Okay, here we go. You like that? Thank you, Jesus. Now, and now, this is amazing. Do not fret, or do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. King James said, careful. It's that same word, care. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Petitions, or word-based praying. Amen. Continue with thanksgiving. Definite request with thanksgiving. Not just request, but with thanksgiving. Continue to make your wants known to God, but it's not over with. And the peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot, whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding and shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true. Well, it's true. We were $6 million in debt. But that's not worthy of reverence. Whatever is true. Well, it's true that you know what that old woman did to me. That's not good report. No, get rid of that care. Hallelujah. Honorable, seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious. if there's any virtue and excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on, weigh, and take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. That's what you have to do. You have to fix your mind. Fix it. You set it on the Word of God. You take this thought and say it. That's the way you renew your mind. When the pain is really rough, or when there's a problem and people are just calling you all kinds of dirty things, if there's a family problem and it's just in your face all the time, you get on those love scriptures, and then you go to Ephesians 5:1 and walk in, imitate God as little children imitate their parents and walk in love. You get in there that, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and go see what love does and then put your name in there. I suffered long. And you get down there where it says, I don't fail. Love is the key. You turn to those verses and you say, these are my thoughts. And remember what I told you last night about Kelly? I told her to clean up her closet. She said, that's not my thought. Well, there's no way I could get her to do it. It's not worth a paddling. I just had to continue and going back in there, Kelly, pick that up and put it over. Pick that up. Kelly D, come here. Put that. Well, it became her thought. And then she did it. Amen. So don't carry the care. Get rid of it. Well, Brother Copeland, if the Lord would just take half of these burdens off me. Hey, I didn't make that up. I'll carry half of it. I mean, you know, he don't have to heal my knees. If he just fix my old back, I can take care of my knees. Our dear Father and our Lord Jesus Christ has already paid the price for whatever kind of a problem the devil can throw at us. It is all inclusive in being redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. Because in that curse is where all the problems are. But you can find scriptures to cover everything in life. All of it. Don't pray the problem. Pray the answer. And then let the Word fight its own fight. You don't have to fight it. You just have to believe it. Now, you have to fight the good fight of faith. But that's a good fight because we've already won.
I declare a year of great prosperity and blessing. I declare a year of deliverance. I declare a year of times in the Spirit. This is a year things are going to come to pass. In 2022, it all belongs to you.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearsons. I want to share with you some background about the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the calling that is on Brother and Sister Copeland's life where this ministry is concerned. Many of our partners know the word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland in 1976, and the Lord spoke this to him. I am coming very soon. I want you to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Well, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been faithful to that calling to teach and preach for 55 years, preaching the word of faith. And as CEO of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and senior pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church and son-in-law to Kenneth and Gloria, my purpose is to support that mission, which I gladly do, and to perpetuate the mission of this ministry. KCM has sent the gospel out on every available voice so people around the world can hear and receive God's love and truth in faith. Through the sowing of our partners and the faithfulness of our Jesus, the word of faith has and continues to be seen and heard on KCM outlets, and that includes television, print, social media, events, KCBC, our website, just goes on and on and on. Millions of lives have been touched, and people everywhere are saved and rescued and delivered. They're healed and they're prospering. So get involved with what God is doing through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Become a part of the outreaches that are helping people here and on the other side of the globe. You can have a worldwide impact right there from your own home. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8. It reveals our hearts and what we can do together. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Father, I pray for those who are giving today. I pray for our faithful partners who sow into this ministry. And Lord, especially now in these days that we are in, I am praying for such a massive harvest. You are supplying every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You, God, you are our supply chain. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Next week, Brother Copeland will be back on the broadcast teaching on the biblical keys to living a long and healthy life. Remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith.